Greetings, Elwood City Limits listeners. It's Will here, and I'm happy to tee up a little bit of a presentation for you today. Of course, this is ECL Presents, which is our banner for interviews and segments that fall outside of our typical Elwood City Limits foray. This, I'm happy to say, is one that came together in the last couple of months and I think is really relevant to basically everybody listening right now and what we're doing right now. I got the opportunity to speak with Kathleen Cusacks, who, among many other things, works with GBH and is one of the people behind the Arthur Social Media Presence. Now, in this conversation, we talk a lot about what exactly it means to be the Arthur Social Media team. What kind of work goes into that? How do you come up with your ideas and everything in between? Plus, of course, we get into a bit of Arthur and even a special announcement. If you're on the Patreon, you're hearing about this before it drops. So stick around till the end. I hope you're just as excited as you'll hear I am when that announcement drops. Of course, you'll also be able to follow Kathleen and Arthur on social media. We have some links at the end that you can hit up. And we want to say here at Elwood City Limits, from myself and Lucas, one more big thank you to Kathleen Cusacks and to the GBH social media team who are doing a great job with keeping Arthur in the conversation, which we will, of course, be getting to. I really hope that you enjoy this interview. And of course, thank you, our patrons, for some of the questions in this very interview. All right, enough from me. And now to me. Let's talk to Kathleen. So, Kathleen, I mean, when I think I DM'd you like last year, and sometimes I send out a Twitter DM and I'm like, yeah, they may never see it. And especially somebody who works in social media, I imagine your DMs are quite a bit busier than mine are. But thank you very much for agreeing to, I guess, answer some of my curiosities and the fans' curiosities about what it's like to have this unique position when it comes to Arthur, PBS Kids, and GBH. So the first thing that came to mind for me that I would love to know from you is getting to know about you personally. Can you tell me a little bit about your background generally? I'd love to know how it is that you came to work for GBH.
Yeah, of course. So it's kind of a funny story. Well, at least funny to me, because this is sort of like it's a dream job that I didn't necessarily know was my dream job. I've always been interested in education and children's media. I grew up with PBS Kids myself. I was a huge fan. I had a Dragon Tales mural painted on my wall, actually, in my childhood. Yeah, I was a big fan. I come from a family of educators, and my mom is a kindergarten teacher, actually. So that's always kind of been a really big part of my life. But I started my career in journalism, actually. I did social media for news outlets. And so there was, you know, a clear through line of informing, educating, storytelling. But it wasn't until I got my master's. I studied emerging media studies here in Boston at Boston University. And I had a professor in my program who focused her studies on children's television. And that was kind of the first time that it really clicked of, oh, that's an industry I could work in. And so this job I learned about from the Arthur TikTok. I followed it myself, again, being a huge PBS Kids fan. And they posted that they were looking for a social media manager. And it kind of felt like a moment where every kind of passion of mine through my life all kind of came together at a moment of course, this is what I want to do. Why have I never considered this before? And so I started October of 2022, and it's been an absolute blast ever since. I feel like I'm fangirling every day with the people I get to work with and meet. And it's really exciting to see kind of a peek behind the curtain of how these things work, and also have be a part of that kind of strategic voice behind the brand on social media. You know, it's really, really fulfilling, and I really enjoy it a lot.
That's awesome. And it's interesting when I was getting ready to like prepare the questions, because I also got to thinking about how like this podcast and a lot of Arthur's relevance in modern day is because of Arthur's reach on social media, whether through the official PBS channels or just organically made memes having a lot of reach. So I do want to get into a little bit of the memes and posting of it all. I do also just want to ask for clarification, your current role with GBH, and what does a typical like project or workday look like for you working in this field?
Yeah. Well, first, thank you for saying that about our social media. That's really, really great to hear. That's exactly what our hope and our goal is. So that's great. So yeah, I am the social media manager for all of the GBH Kids shows. I primarily work on Arthur, Molly of Denali, Pinkalicious and Peterific, and Work It Out Wombat, but I do kind of touch a little bit of everything. My typical work day kind of varies. I don't necessarily have a one size fits all day, since social media is constantly changing and there's always new things to do, which is part of the fun. But in general, what I typically do is I plan and strategize campaigns. You know, when there's new episodes, new podcasts, I get the screeners, I prepare any sort of promotion that I think will do well, some behind the scenes fun facts that I think fans might care about, those sorts of things I come up with and strategize. And then I also package that stuff myself for social media. So I'm editing the graphics, I'm cutting the video clips, all of that. And then kind of on the other side of that, I also keep tabs on metrics. So I'm constantly looking at the data, what's working, what isn't working, what does our audience enjoy, what do they want to see more of, where are kind of our opportunities for growth, areas we can reach new audiences, that sort of stuff I do as well. And then kind of in general, I also get to work with a lot of different people. It's a really unique part of working in social media is I don't just work with the producers and the production side, which they're absolutely incredible. I also get to work with our digital strategy team here at GBH and our marketing team as well. So I'm always meeting new people, picking people's brains, getting different perspectives on things, which is also a really fulfilling part of it too, especially as a fan myself, getting to meet all these people who made these shows come to life. As a kid, you know, it's really, really cool.
That's great. I mean, listen, like I said about Arthur's social media game, especially in the last couple of years, I'm glad that you noted when you started, because it is kind of around that time in 2022 when the social media from the official Arthur account began to pick up again and people took notice of it on Twitter or X, Instagram, TikTok, all of the ways in which you are creating that content, especially with stuff like the new online shorts or just with the short form videos that are very topical. One of the questions that we got from our patrons, this one's from Muppet Baby Cat. She wanted to know what the process is with you with figuring out what to post. You mentioned metrics, of course, and I imagine that's part of it. But how do you come up with your ideas when it comes to the stuff that you're directly in charge of? So like the DW TikTok dance or some of the ones that are more relevant to what's going on in the news or in pop culture. Where do your ideas come from? What's your process?
That's one of my favorite questions to be asked because I love to talk about it so much. So thank you for that. And thank you for the fan who asked the question. So kind of big picture, in my opinion, the root of any good social media idea comes from kind of two core places. The first is, of course, the content itself. So having a really solid understanding of Arthur. And then the second is the audience. So what is going to resonate with our audience? Where are they located? What do they care about? So kind of to break that down a little bit, in terms of content for Arthur, that is so easy because our production teams have these incredible stories they're telling and they inspire ideas every day. It's very natural. And I'm very grateful that that side of it is so easy. I did have to, when I first came to GBH, I did have to kind of work hard to figure out the unique voice of each of these shows. Because one of the wonderful things about all of our series we produce is that they are all very different from each other. And working across all of them, I am very mindful of staying true to the show and staying true to the characters and the missions. You know, I really want our social media to feel like an extension of the content and it to kind of have that natural connection. So that's a really big part of it. From the audience side of things, our audiences are unique, very unique, and they vary from like show to show. They also vary from platform to platform. So our audience on TikTok is very different than our audience on Facebook. And on Arthur in particular, we try, you know, like the examples you mentioned, like the DW dance, we try to stay really on top of current trends and cultural topics, because the show, is so, they care so much about resonating with audiences. You know, they did it brilliantly on the series for over 25 years, and that's a priority to continue doing. So that is a huge part of it, paying attention to kind of what people are talking about, what our audience cares about, but also not falling into a trend just to do a trend. You know, we want it to still feel very true to that content and that voice of Arthur. A lot of my job is scrolling and observing what our audiences are talking about. I like to snoop. you know, if you're a fan, you're posting about Arthur somewhere public, I very well might be watching. it's the best way to kind of get a judge on all of this. And a colleague of mine over at Nine Story once told me that what we do is kind of like we're running our own fan pages. And I can't, ever since I heard her describe it that way, I have not been able to get it out of my head because that really, truly is what we're doing and what we're trying to achieve. And like I said, that's very easy to do when we're all fans ourselves, you know? it's very fulfilling.
Totally. That's a really interesting way of looking at it. And also a good reminder that the type of work that you're doing does take a lot of work and preparation and planning. It's not just as easy as simply tweeting something out and bingo, it gets a million likes or what have you. There's another specific question about your process that we had from K2 Sonic Fan, one of our patrons. They wanted to know how you're able to recall the Arthur clips that you use in your posts. Now, of course, you are an old school Arthur fan like myself, but we don't, not even I have that very, a very good memory. So how do you make some of these pulls? I'm thinking like with the one that you did with Elon Musk and the what is that thing episode? Like, how do you do that? How do you kind of, make those pulls?
I wish I could say that I had that impeccable of a memory. but yes, no, I do not. As a fan myself, this is one of the funnest parts of the job, kind of digging through the archives. There's a lot of episodes that, you know, I saw as a kid and I pull up the screener and it all immediately comes back to me and it's really fun and exciting every time. But we do also have, you know, documents and spreadsheets that track all of these episodes. I also work and consult very closely with production. Carol Greenwald, the executive producer, she's an absolutely amazing collaborator. I'm so grateful for all of her insight and trust, and her memory is much better than mine. we do also have a digital strategy team here at GBH, who are very dedicated to knowing GBH's content inside and out. So they are a huge help with finding clips. There's been many, many occasions where I have a very specific idea and within 10, 15 minutes, they have a clip that fits perfectly and it feels like magic. So they're wonderful. And we have, you know, some of the most exciting, hilarious brainstorm sessions where we're cracking each other up, talking about all of these ideas. But beyond all of that internally, I do want to also acknowledge the Arthur fandom wiki.
Yes.
It rivals some of our own documents. And I do have it bookmarked. I use it frequently. So if anyone listening to this helps work on that, you are all angels. You make my life very easy too. So
they help with the podcast too. And in fact, we have a question from one of the best Arthur minds online, as I like to refer to them. I'll get to them in a second. But while we're on the topic, RCG Fiend from our Patreon wanted to know, what's your favorite content you've created so far and why?
Ooh, yeah, it's really hard to name one. The DW dance was a blast. That was one of the first things I worked on when I came here. You know, the production team wanted it to feel very genuine and like a real online dance challenge. So I worked very closely with them on kind of what that should look like. And so that was a lot of fun. But probably my most favorite personally was Arthur characters as Taylor Swift albums.
Oh, yes.
That I did last year. it was a standout for me only because of the amount of collaboration that went into it. It was a really, truly group effort across that digital strategy team, across our production team. We workshopped our choices for weeks. And just getting to have conversations with the producers about if Muffy is 1989 or not. it was something that was so unexpected, never would have been on my bingo card, but was just an absolute blast. And really getting into the weeds of who these characters are, what their hobbies are, what their, even their fashion, you know, their style, what their style is like, what kind of music they might listen to, like, having those really lore heavy kind of conversations was really, really fun. And it's always exciting and fresh to kind of be able to have those intersecting moments of the Arthur community and other communities, and finding that middle ground audience is really new and it's very fun. Being able to kind of joke with people who are fans of Arthur and Taylor Swift and seeing how large that community is, because who would have known it's so large? It was just very, very exciting. And it was definitely a highlight for me, only because you don't get a lot of those opportunities and those moments. And I'm really glad that we were able to take advantage of that and have that really fulfilling kind of conversation. It was fun. It was a lot of fun.
And as somebody who is married to a Swiftie, that really hit the center of the Venn diagram in our household when you released that post. So we're both very grateful for that one. Speaking of like some of the notable posts you've had, we did have one very specific question from the Arthur genius that I have referenced before, Peebs, one of our patrons and one of our co-hosts, a friend of the show, and asking specifically about the Peeps diorama. Now, for those who don't know, could you explain what that was? And what Peeps wants to know is, did you preserve it?
Yeah, so the diorama, I'm so glad that you're asking me about it, first of all, because we put a lot of time into that. It took us nearly 2 full days of work to make that happen. Who, you know, working in social media, I did not think I would ever have to do stop motion in my life. And it was a blast. It was a new experience. It was for a Washington Post competition, hosted on their TikTok, where you submit a video of a Peeps diorama. So, the little marshmallow, looking rabbits and what is it? A bird, I think. And so Peak Diorama recreating something, and you submit it through TikTok for this competition. So we recreated the Arthur's Library Card song, the whole dance scene, everything. And we unfortunately did not win first place, but we came in second, and first place went to a public library, so that felt very right to us. Mm-hmm. Of course that would happen to Arthur. To answer the question, we did save the physical diorama itself. There is a mini Elwood City Library in the GBH Kids office. We'd love to find another opportunity to use it. I'm not sure what that would look like. We're still kind of brainstorming, but definitely keep your eyes out. Hopefully it'll be making an appearance soon. The marshmallow peeps will live on in our hearts and minds forever, but they did not last very long outside of packaging. Yeah.
That makes sense. I don't think they were necessarily built to last, but the video at least will go on quite a bit longer. Now, there's one more question about your work that I was interested to get into. And of course, working in social media, even one as, I would say, benign or at least as lighthearted and positive as is GBH and its various television shows, I'm sure there's a lot of stuff that you run across, your team runs across that, let's just say unpleasant in very many different ways. With you specifically in your work on Arthur and the GBH shows, have your posts ever experienced any kind of backlash or maybe even just a reaction that you didn't expect? And when it comes to that, how do you deal with that happening in your line of work?
Yeah, so our primary goal with Arthur is to kind of keep reflecting our audience's lived experiences. That's true for the series, the podcast, the digital shorts, and that's true for our social media. And of course, not everyone is going to identify with every one of those posts. And that has happened. But at the same time, when we see such large engagement on those posts, both positive and negative, we know that our content is resonating, that we are hitting these impactful topics that we want to keep hitting. And in terms of how we deal with it, we really are very lucky and grateful to have such a wonderful community of fans that support us. It's just really neat to kind of watch the conversations unfold on these posts and see in the comments, like, this discourse kind of happening, and watch it resonate and watch it spark these important conversations and these important discourse, and moderate, make sure everything's in place. But our community is really wonderful. Those conversations are really just wonderful and brings out exactly what we're hoping to achieve. So it happens, but it really hasn't been a necessarily huge issue. It's comes with the territory, and it comes with what we are wanting to achieve. And we do view that as a sort of success, that we are hitting, we're keeping our fingers on the pulse, we're hitting these topics our audience cares about so much. And at the end of the day, that's what we care about the most.
That's good to hear. And I think you and I have both experienced the fact that the people who are fans of Arthur have typically, at least in my experience, and seems to be in yours, pretty nice and caring, and people who are less likely to be to cross that line, I think. So I'm glad that we've both have similar experiences. Before I ask you anything else, Kathleen, I'm gonna have to school you on your Arthur bona fides a little bit here. So this is something that I tend to ask all of our guests. And it's because I think this is what we want to know. So use your Arthur knowledge, and maybe this has changed as your relationship, as you're literally working for the show. Can you tell me, to your estimation, your favorite Arthur character, and if you can, your favorite Arthur episode?
Yeah, it's funny you say it might have changed, because it very much has changed. When I was a kid, watching Arthur, I was a huge fan of Buster. I still love Buster, but he was my number one as a kid. I loved his antics. I loved how excited and passionate he got about things. In college, I went through a big DW phase, as I'm sure many people can relate to. But now I would say, and this is not something I ever thought I'd be saying, but now I would say my favorite is Muffy, because the way she keeps up with trends in technology is very reflective of kind of what my life is like now and what my career is like. And it's a personality trait that I have identified more and more with the older I've gotten. So it definitely has changed as I've changed, which is kind of fun. My favorite episodes, I definitely can tell you, those have never changed. My favorites have always been The Ballad of Buster Baxter and the entire Snowball Saga. I love the moments when the show kind of bends reality a little bit and has laughs with its fans in that kind of wink, wink, nudge, nudge kind of way. I think that's when Arthur is really at his best. Plus, I just love the singing moose jokes in Ballad of Buster Baxter. Those still make me laugh.
As my co-host Lucas and I used to refer to it, and I'm sure we still would, Arthur, in a similar style to the variety of anime we're referencing, it kind of uses a magical realism at times of, you know, it's a down-to-earth world, but you know, the characters are upright talking animals. So every once in a while, we can have a little bit of fun with it. So those are very good choices. Muffy is a character that we ended up coming around to as we were doing the show. And as we got older and realized that, well, she's one of the funnier characters and someone who has the most potential for growth. Because she starts off as something of a stereotype, but then she gets the episodes where she's allowed to grow a little bit more. And I think that's what we really appreciate watching as adults.
I agree. She has some good insights, too, that are really quite mature for her age, actually, and kind of go underappreciated by the rest of her peers.
Agreed. Okay, so I was so excited to be doing this interview because I couldn't not ask this sort of thing. And of course, this was something that a couple of our patrons were just like, you got to ask this. And it's like, Kathleen, I know that you can't tell us everything. You got to, there's value in suspense and all this, but I got to ask from your perspective and from what you know and whatever you're willing to share, is there anything you can tell us about the future of Arthur, of what's going to be happening sooner or later?
Yeah, so first I want to say I do have an announcement, but I'll tease that. Let that linger for a second. I do want to say, you know, Arthur he's not going away anytime soon. You know, we have tons of plans in the works for how to keep Arthur alive, keep him resonating and connecting with generations to come. In terms of the podcast has been a huge, huge success. It was actually one of the first things that I worked on when I joined TBH, and I kind of hit the ground running with it, and it's been really, really cool and exciting to see how much fans have kind of embraced the taking these iconic stories and episodes and reworking them into a new format. It's been really exciting to see how enthusiastic people have been about it. So in terms of the podcast, I would say, stay tuned. I can't announce anything about it yet, but stay tuned. The announcement I do have is about the digital shorts. And when this podcast airs, it may or may not be out. It may be about to come out depending on when people are listening, but for National Library Day, which is April 6th, we will have a new short premiering that I personally am very excited about. Arthur will get to meet Michael Threet, the TikTok librarian.
No way.
Yeah, I'm very excited.
Yes.
Michael is a huge fan, for those who don't know. He's a huge TikToker. He's a public librarian out in California. PBS Kids has been working with him as well, as they've named him their official librarian. And he is a huge Arthur fan. He has his own library card tattoo, actually. And we introducing him to Carol Greenwald and Peter Hirsch, our head writer. and the rest of the production team. It was one of the best moments of my life, I think. It was so wholesome, so exciting, so inspiring. Michael just radiates warmth. The short will highlight the importance of public libraries. And it's a very natural partnership for us too. Both the content of Arthur itself being so pro-library and pro-reading, but also our mission as public media, to be that kind of place of like community engagement and education, it connects very naturally with public libraries. So I'm very, very excited about it. And Michael's very excited about it. So yeah, April 6th, it'll be out on, where is it going to be? It's going to be out on the PBS Kids website and their video app. And then it'll also live on YouTube, and we'll be posting some of it to our TikTok as well. So definitely check that out when it comes out.
Well, then we gotta make sure to stay followed everywhere. And speaking of that, Kathleen, I mean, let's let everybody know, of course, where people can follow Arthur on social media if they're not already following. I imagine if they're listening, they've probably got at least one or two avenues. But just in case, let's let them know how to do that. And Kathleen, if there's anywhere that you would like people to follow you specifically, let us know about that too.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. So Arthur lives on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter/X, Threads, YouTube, TikTok. I think that covered everything. we're to kind of meet our audience where they're at, and we'll continue to do that going forward. But so that's where you can follow Arthur. I'm always happy to connect with Arthur fans. And so I could be found on Twitter and Instagram and Threads. And for that, my at is Kat Cusack, CatCusachs. And again, always happy. Being an Arthur fan myself, it's the most fun is fangirling, nerding out with everyone. So.
And that's what I've appreciated the most about following you is that it is kind of like, even though you and I are on very different spectrums of the whole like Arthur fandom, it is a little bit like, oh, there's somebody else who thinks about the show in the same way that I do, who does work relating to the show. Again, very, very different. I'm a fan project and you are very much official, but you are a great follow on social media. And it's been, I think it's been really great to see the Arthur social media and the GBH social media be as active and relevant as it is today. So I want to say from myself, from my co-host Lucas, and from everybody listening to this, I'm sure, thank you very much for all the work that you're doing to keep Arthur relevant, especially now that the show has ended and the podcast is still going on, obviously, and there's more Arthur to be had. I'm just really glad that I'm glad we're keeping Arthur in the conversation, and that it still feels like, even though the show has ended, he hasn't gone anywhere. So I know that the social media efforts are a big reason for that. So thank you, Kathleen, and thank you to your team as well. I think you're doing a great job.
Oh, that's so lovely to hear. Thank you so much. That I love what you said, keeping Arthur in the conversation, because that's the perfect summary of exactly what I try to do every day and what everyone at GBH tries to do. So that's wonderful to hear. Thank you for that.